Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. Today I'm going to dedicate my show to Will Boskin, one of the true heroes in the city of Benton Harbor. You probably won't hear a lot of people talking about him because he stood up when others sat down. He did what was necessary to make things happen. And he was my president. And he claimed I was his president. But he was such a great guy. You know, people will never know all the work he's done to help the people in Benton Harbor. See, one thing about people in Benton Harbor, they don't care how much you helped them in the past. It's what you do in the present. That's what they count on. That's why we're in this compromising position today. That's why everybody push us around. You know, you say, well, we got some tough guys. We got these guys doing all these drive-by shootings. They're nothing but cowards. If you do a drive-by shooting and you shoot a little boy, a little girl, 4, 5, 6 years old, then you're a coward. You are a straight-up coward. That's what I say. There's nothing gangster about that. If you want to think for 1 second that that's being a gangster, then you're sick. You need help. My black brothers and sisters, you need help. There are certain things that we should be doing that we're not doing. Everything we do, we should be building for the future of our children. There's nothing more important than the future of our children. We lost a warrior in Will Boskin. He was a true soldier. And unfortunately, the last year, I didn't get a chance to go in and see him. I was doing so many other things, but I used to enjoy going over there having coffee with him. But he was a warrior. You know, he talked what he preached, and that's important. Very few black folks talk what they preach, you see. They're so intimidated by this system that they're afraid that they might come after you. They come after you every single day. You may not see it, but every single day, this system is out to you. They hate your guts. That's what they do. And I know for a fact that I will never see justice in this arena in my lifetime. I don't even know how much time I have left, but I'm going to dedicate my time to the future of our children. Even if you don't want to fight with me, I don't care. I don't have a problem with that because you'll run for cover in a minute, and you might switch sides or switch horses right in the middle of the race. So I'm not looking for you to help me. I'm not looking for you to join me because one of the things I rely on is trust. And a lot of times people have a history. When the kitchen is on fire, they won't put the fire out. They'll run for cover. And that's what I'm concerned about. See, with me, there's no rules here. All I'm trying to do is accomplish something. I'm trying to make people understand how important it is to be where you want. And let me say this. You know, people call people Uncle Toms and stuff. See, being Uncle Tom is not a bad thing. You see, what the white man did, he got it confused. You see, Uncle Tom was a man who refused to beat black women because he was a big guy. And they usually try to use him to whip the women. Uncle Tom was a man who refused to tell on other slaves. He wouldn't tell on them. Uncle Tom was a man who would put cotton in other slaves' bags so they wouldn't get beat at night by the master. Uncle Tom was a man who helped over 100 slaves get free. Matter of fact, he built the underground before the Underground Railroad was built. Uncle Tom was a man that once freed and established labor school for other fugitive slaves. That was Uncle Tom. But they want you to say that Uncle Tom was a bad, bad word. But it wasn't, you know. To be called Uncle Tom is a badge of honor. You know, any time that you're dealing with this corrupt system, they strive on lies and corruption. That's what they do. And they're violent, you see. One of the things they're violent against people attempted to tell the truth. That's right. This system is corrupt and it strives on lies. And the corrupt system is very, very violent against people attempting to tell the truth. You can't tell the truth here, because if you told the truth, they would do everything in their power to stop you. But if you are silent about your pain, they will kill you and say you enjoy every minute of it. They will kill you and claim that you enjoy every single minute of this. That's how it works. See, one thing that Malcolm X said that's very, very famous, he said, you don't have to be a man to fight for freedom. All you have to do is be an intelligent human being. Who would want to be a slave? Well, we're still slaves now. We just don't know it. You see, they control every aspect of our lives. They tell us now. They had this pandemic, this COVID-19, and they was able, the billionaires got richer and richer and richer. Everybody got rich, and the poor got poor and poor and poor. That's the way this system is made up. But the problem is we accepted it. You see, gas is going down now. Like, that's a big deal. You see, they done made billions and billions and billions of dollars off of you. And now they're going to act like the gas is going down so that that'll pacify you. It's a mind control thing. It's mind controlling. That's what it does. They raise the gas up. The billionaires make all the money. They make every single dime. They rob you. When they raise the gas prices, the grocery store raised the gas prices at midnight. Everything is raised up. Here's something that y'all don't know. Even candy, out of all the things in the world to raise the price on, is almost double. You're talking about a candy bar that used to, a 33-cent, now costs $1.29. A bag of candy that used to cost 49 cents now costs $1.25. But we allow it. We accept it. We let them do this to us. And then we cry like babies. And then what they do, they throw a little war in there to confuse everybody. Here's my thing. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I was going to join the Air Force myself. I was. But I had better plans. I wanted to go to college. But I was going to join the Air Force. You see, they had tricked me into wanting to be now they're going to make me a pilot, you know. If you join the Air Force straight out of high school, you're going to be a pilot. And I believed it. Ain't no way in they was going to allow me, a high school grad, to be a pilot. And I figured it out at the last minute, and I changed my mind. I was going to go. I graduated a little early, and I had all that time, and I was actually going to go. I had to be out of my mind. But this is what we do. Some of these veterans were fighting to save us. No, they were fighting for the billionaires. They were fighting for the millionaires. That's who they fighting for. They ain't fighting to save you, me, and nobody else. Don't even fall into that trick. They're lying. They're lying to you. Remember that. These guys, they sent all to war to die. They wasn't fighting for no freedom. They were fighting for these rich folks. Rich folks. They wasn't fighting for you. They wasn't fighting for me. They wasn't fighting for no one. My brother was in the service. And unfortunately, my uncle was in the service. All of them was in the service. And they educated me on what was going on. You see, you got to remember this. Our history was written by those that hung us, tortured us, beat us, raped us, our heroes. Given this fact, it is therefore foolish to believe that even the history taught in school today, to us, is true. How can you ever imagine it? These people would lie and lie and lie because you don't know no better. You don't know no better. They will lie to you. They will tell you things that's not even true. And then they'll use the media to help convince you. And here's something that a lot of people don't know. Let me tell you about Facebook. Facebook, they have people, they call them technicians. They call them technicians. Remember that. When you hear the word technician, they have people, when you make a comment on Facebook, will make a comment to get a debate going. It might even be derogatory, but this is what they do. They keep it going. That way more people will want to be on Facebook. You see, these are paid people. See, just this transaction on Twitter now, where this guy laid off all them guys, most of them was technicians. Look it up. Look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. The technician, what they do, they get on Twitter, they get on Facebook, and they impersonate other people, and other people saying stuff that they didn't say. That's how they do. And this goes on and on and on. And the reason I brought that up, I know that a lot of times people don't believe that government, that the governor and all these other people do bad things to people. Well, the best example I can give you is this water crisis right here in the city of Benton Harbor. They know how naive black folks is. They want to be the smartest people in the world. But unfortunately, they don't know. They only know what other people, and they use that to their advantage. See, they use black folks to tell other black folks a lie. They use the mayor here in Benton Harbor to tell the community that the water was good to drink and maybe the water was sabotaged. See, and black folks believe it. That's why they continue to drink the water today. Oh, they say they're not drinking. But I pass out bottled waters. And I've been doing it for over a year. And these people are not drinking this water like they should. You shouldn't be brushing your teeth with this water. You should not be bathing in this water. You should not be drinking it with this water. You should not be making baby formulas with this water. And you should not definitely be cooking with it. But they told them, white folks told them, with the help of a black man, that the water was good. And now people are dying, having strokes. And they don't know how or why it's happened. They blame them. Maybe they a drug user. They're using every trick there is in the book. See, the way to get black folks is to say things over and over and over again and then they walk around like that's the truth. Not all of them. Not all of them. You know, but all it takes is 4 to 5% of the nation to start spreading lies, and then they got you. You see, there's nothing worse in this world than a government that will destroy you and I. And they will. And think nothing of it. Everybody is expendable. Even the president. Every single person is expendable. You're expendable. Don't think you know, they love you. Don't think for one moment that they love you. You are expendable. That's why they use electronics, microwaves, all these things they use to destroy people. Then they use the media to make up a lie that you did something so wrong. Just like in Washington, D.C., when that guy went to the naval base and shot up those people. He was a T.I. He was a target individual. He was under the influence of a microwave or electronics, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to have someone to come on the date, and they're going to talk a little bit more about that, because that is important. Most people don't believe it. But now, since they've been listening to my show, they now believe that it's a possibility, you see. And it's a strong possibility. When I say strong, I mean strong possibility. That's what it is. We're at war. We're at war within a war, which is in your community, in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state, right here in this country. We are at war. It's unfortunate, but we're losing this war. We are losing this war because they got us so divided up. They got white against black. They got straight against gay. They got, you name it, Democrats and Republicans splitting the country up. Everything you could think of is designed to split this country up. Keep everybody divided so they don't come together and exchange notes. See, that's the key. Exchanging notes, knowledge. As long as you're fighting with each other, you don't have time. I'm out here fighting every single day. There's not a day I'm not fighting. The day is Sunday. I'm out here fighting in the streets. And it's bloody. This is a bloody fight. You see? But I'm willing. I'm willing to make the supreme sacrifice of myself to save our children for the future. That's what it's all about. You got to be able to save the children for the future, because my days are numbered. That's right. I'm happy that God has given me the wisdom and the knowledge to stand up to evil and wickedness. I'm grateful. I couldn't do this by myself. There's no way. Every single thing I have done has been because God has. There's no way. They did everything. They tried to blackball me. They did everything. How you going to blackball a blackballer? Huh? How you going to blackball a blackballer? Huh? How? But they don't think black people has the ability to think. We do not have the ability to think according to them, because they wrote our history. They wrote it. They wrote it. These are the same people that's walking around here talking about the Christians and everybody else. Unbelievable. 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 Nobody. Nobody. Nobody in their right mind will believe such a thing. And I want to bring in my first guest. I don't see Derek on here, but I guess he's somewhere around. I don't see Derek. Derek, if you're on here, press 1. Press 1, Derek, if you are on here. I don't see you, Derek, but I want to bring you in so you can explain this. All right, there you go, my good friend Derek. I'm going to bring in my good friend, a guy very, very knowledgeable about this stuff. You see, he's going to tell you the story. He's a hero, you see. He's a hero because he understands. You see, a lot of times people just don't understand. He understands. And I want to give him the floor so he can tell us exactly what is going on. So on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend, the one and only, there's not even two of him, my good friend, Derek. Derek Robinson, talk to me. Are you there? And let me say this to you. I really, really appreciate you. You are a hero. We've been fighting this battle for a long time, and you've been fighting it longer than myself. And I'm grateful to have a guy with your knowledge, your wisdom on my show. And I'm going to bring in Amy after this, let her talk. And if Gloria is available, I'm going to bring her in. But I want people to come in and say what they have to say so people can get a better understanding of what's really going on. Derek, talk to me.
Okay. Good afternoon, Reverend Pinckney. It's good to be here and to hear you and everything. And I appreciate you and all of your great works. And you have really been a soldier fighting this battle. And it is still ongoing. We're fighting in our own area. But things are improving, and we are making progress. And I just want to emphasize that we are making progress. And I wanted to share with your listeners who have been informed by targeted individuals, thanks to you for a number of years now, about being targeted and about these microwave weapons, the directed energy weapons, and so forth. And this was even before the Havana Syndrome made it to the news. Now, that discovery was a bombshell in our community, as far as our community is concerned, because now the general public has information about directed energy weapons and microwave weapons, whereas if we were to go on national TV and start before this news broke, if we had gone on national TV speaking about the same weapons, we would not have been believed. But now that Dr. Hoffer, who has examined these U.S. diplomats and found that they are victims of directed energy weapons and microwave weapons, that validates everything that we have been experiencing, because that is our plight. We are victims of covert microwave weapons attacks. So that is really a short encapsulation of what we are trying to get addressed here. But I wanted to share with you the latest update, and that is basically that our President Joe Biden has issued an executive order on October the 7th, which finally is in writing, it illegalizes the weaponry that is being used against us. Basically, his executive order, it's basically to the executive branch, the intelligence agencies, the FBI, CIA, the NSA, all of these guys who are players in the microwave weapons attacks. It orders them, it prohibits them from violating our privacy rights. You know, summarily, that is what it does, which basically illegalizes everything that they are doing. Everything that we are experiencing is some sort of microwave weapon or a directed energy weapon attack. And this executive order And let me just read directly from the executive order so you'll have verbatim what it says. It says, the United States recognizes that signals intelligence activities must take into account that all persons should be treated with dignity and respect, regardless of their nationality or wherever they might reside, and that all persons have legitimate privacy interests in the handling of their personal information. Therefore, this order establishes safeguards for such signals intelligence activities. So that's basically what this executive order establishes, that it prohibits the violations of privacy for American citizens and actually citizens, globally.
Mm.
So this happened on October the 7th of this year, and it gave the executive order gave the executive branch, the intelligence agency, 60 days to establish. So not only are these activities outlawed, but it gave them 60 days to establish a mechanism whereby those who feel that their privacy rights have been violated, it establishes a complaint process where we can file a grievance to these agencies stating that our privacy rights have been violated by this, this, and this. You probably have to have proof of frequency weapons, frequencies that are being that are violating your home or wherever you might reside. All that evidence will probably have to be provided in the complaint. But for the first time, there is a mechanism now where we can file a grievance against these agencies for their violations. So this is the importance of what happened on October the 7th. And our community has been elated, and actually those of our allies, the communities, communities of TIs overseas who are also affected by this executive order, their privacy rights, they feel, are also being invaded by the U.S. intelligence agencies. They blame them also for their targeting, for directed energy weapons attacks that the United States is somewhat responsible for. So if they find that the intelligence agencies, the U.S. intelligence agencies, are also violating their privacy rights, then they are entitled to also file a complaint under this executive order. So this is a tremendous step forward for our community, a couple of football fields forward, as written, for redress for the grievances that we have been stating for so many years. For the first time, there is some place that we can file a complaint.
Wow. You know, that. Let me say this. That is huge, because I remember when you guys first came on the show, and people was saying all kind of stuff. They crazy. None of that stuff is happening. They just making this stuff up, and but now what this has given y'all is validity, because if they ask the questions now, you know, when they talk about, okay, I'm being targeted by the government, this to me, it this acknowledge that what you guys been saying for the last 15, 20 years is the truth. And this is what I see by him making that statement on October the 7th. And I think this is huge. Well, let me ask you one other question. Then if you want, you can say whatever you want after that. When people come up and on my show, somebody might come say, well, that stuff has not happened. Those people are crazy. Our governor would never do that to us. Do this give you kind of like validity about what Biden said on October the 7th?
I'm not sure if it establishes validity, the executive order does, but what does establish validity for us is the U.S. diplomats, those guys who are victims of the Havana Syndrome. their accounts of their targeting and their diagnosis of being attacked by microwave weapons, that establishes validity for us, because that is exactly what we are saying. We are being surveilled by, attacked by these microwave weapons that are injuring us, that are violating our private space. And that is exactly what we are saying. So that occurrence, that emergence in the news of these stories, of these accounts of U.S. diplomats whose accounts could not be disputed, whose mental states could not be disputed, and that establishes our credibility.
I love it. I love it, Derek. And I know who you are, and I want people to understand who you are, because the fight will continue. And this is like getting your toenail inside the door, and not allowing them to close the door on what's really going on, because I believe that it's just going to be a matter of time for all of this will be exposed, and people, I know it's happening. You see, that's the difference between me and most people, that's all my listeners today. I know it's a lot of them. I know you all, you know, you're going to email me, you're going to be tagging me, you're going to be putting something in the chat for me. I know you're going to do that, because if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be listening. But I accept it. Anything that you have that you don't, that you feel that's not happening, please do not hesitate to hit me up, because you have my permission to challenge us on this. But I'm telling you, what's going on is happening. When I talk about people being targeted by our government electronically, I'm telling you, it is happening. So listen, Derek, you got about 3-4 minutes to say whatever you want, and I'm going to bring Amy in and let her, because she seemed to have a lot of information she want to share with the listeners today. But talk to me about whatever your heart desires. What would your closing remarks be at this time?
Well, you know what? I wanted to say something interesting about executive orders. Executive orders are powerful mechanisms for the president. President Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves with an executive order. The Emancipation Proclamation was an executive order which freed 3.4 of 4 million slaves. His executive order did that. And a few years later, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution was established, which freed all of the slaves. So potentially this executive order, like President Abraham Lincoln, has the potential to free the targeted individual community. So this is kind of our Emancipation Proclamation, possibly. So this is this executive order is very important.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I tell you, Derek, this is really great news, you know. Especially people who have been following the struggle that has been going on in reference to that. This is actually great news. And I think that we should be prepared mentally now, since this is happening, to take this thing a step further. I think that should be where we should be heading. You know, that's exactly where we should be going with this at this time. You know, so, yeah, absolutely, Derek. I love the thought. You know, and we're going to keep it moving, and we're going, you know, I'd like for you to come on at least once a month and give us an update, tell us what's going on, and so people can know that this stuff is real, you know, because a lot of times people don't believe the truth, you see, because most of the time they can't handle the truth, you see, but we know the truth. We have to deal with the truth, and we have to make sure we're doing all the things necessary to make this thing happen. I just want to thank you so much, Derek. If you have anything else you want to add, you can, and then I want to bring in Amy.
Okay. Well, thank you, Reverend Pinckney. I just want to say that this is a very important opportunity that our community is looking at, and we hope to pursue these complaints, and we are looking at our ultimate liberation.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're going to continue to fight. We're going to make it happen. There you go, Derek. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Reverend Hickman.
All right, now. My man, Derek. Let's bring in the one and only Amy, and then we're going to have Gloria to follow. Gloria, press one so I know you're there. And we're going to bring Amy in. She's from Richmond, California, and I know she got a lot to say. So, Amy, talk to me.
Okay. Good afternoon, good evening, good day, a good whatever instead of goodbye, because this is a very special moment to be to live, to tell it, and to know that in your lifetime, when you went to church, your mother or your father might pop you on the top of the head or on the head, upside the head, say, wake up. You at church. You didn't come to church to sleep. So I'm saying that we didn't come to the earth to sleep. And it's basic instructions before leaving earth. And you don't die, you multiply. People don't understand what the solar system is. The solar system is a soul. And everybody don't have a soul. And everybody is not going to return back to God. And what I'm saying is, either you good or you evil. You can't be both. It is totally impossible to serve two gods. And that AI, artificial intelligence, causes you to serve two gods, if you like it or not. So what we are on this show on today is to bust it all up, to give you at least a basic understanding. What this targeted individual concept is all about. And what does it consist of? And is it such thing as a mark of the beast, scanning of the forehead, targeted individuals, go all the way back to the biblical days and the time of the Genesis. When you ate of the poisonous fruit, when you ate the fruit of the tree, God said you will surely die. Now, everybody don't have the same God, believe it or not, because everybody don't want to know about that one God with the hair like wool. That is the divine being. And Gloria, she will talk about that when you bring her on. But what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to talk about the scientific games that the powers that be play. You call them the national bankers. You call them politicians. You call them scientists. You call them judges in a black robe. You call them the color of law and justice, who takes the oath of offices to guarantee that they're supposed to serve and protect. Unfortunately, that's not the case on here today's show, because if it was, it wouldn't be no such thing as a targeted individual. Go all the way back to when they said that Ham was cursed. That was a targeted individual situation put on original people, which is black people, and not because black people want to be first, but when you start looking under microscopes, in laboratories and hijacking laboratories and finding out who is who and find out them black people that you call the black, once upon a time, black slaves, sharecroppers, them is the original humans of humanity who built great civilization. And not only did they build great civilization, they still can't figure out how did them people make the original people, the black man, the black woman, which is the Nubian woman, which is the Nubian queen. The Nubian queen is the black woman. The black woman has been kicked around. She's been kicked in her head. She's been kicked all around. Inside out, the black woman has been kicked around because they don't want nobody, other women, do not want to respect the Nubian queen. The Nubian queen is the black woman. And that is going to have to be exposed, that the black woman has that genetic chemical coding of this AI technology, because it is also a component of breeding process. It is some teleportated humans that we call the powers that be. So why should they be able to teleport anywhere and target my telepathy telepathically? And that's what AI is, and that's the danger of AI. Elon Musk came out of nowhere because Elon Musk know that he's operating from Nikola Tesla's invention with the FBI and the CIA stole Nikola Tesla's patent. And now Elon Musk, a white man, said he's a white African, and he's saying that because he's a white African, he's entitled to anything from Africa. Now, we're going to change that narrative, and we're going to talk about that later on a different show. But I came today to have everybody get out a pencil, because I'm getting ready to reveal the Silicon Valley government fraud of Microsoft with this government, because Reverend Pinckney always said, put up or shut up or don't come on his show if it's not facts. Because Reverend Pinckney, to my understanding, been fighting the corporate American whirlpool, to my understanding. And he fought them and fought them back, where he not only went to jail from a Masonic order, if Reverend Pinckney want to know it or not, that's why you went to jail. But they had to let you out because you brought too much attention inside jail, whatever you was doing inside the jail. I'm pretty sure you was doing the same thing before they locked you up. So they say, you got to get out of there, Pinckney, because you're too powerful. You got all these people educating all these people, and you a little old black man. But they don't know, Reverend Pinckney, you're a powerful man, because you don't care if it costs your life. You got to tell it, Reverend Pinckney. Don't kill the messenger of Reverend Pinckney's show. So what I'm saying is, Reverend Pinckney, I'm getting ready to reveal the Microsoft government patent. Here is the government patent results. Hold on just a minute. It is called Microsoft Patent on Body Networking. That patent is for a method and an apparatus for transmitting power and data using the human body. That is the mark of the beast. Am I my brother's keeper, or am I my brother's grand weeper? Because I mistrusted you for trusting you, thinking that you would help me, keep me away from being microchipped in such a way that I'm roboticized and can't keep the others from invading my telepathy telepathically. Now, going on and reading what this government patent conveyed and consists of, it says, by Stephen Lawson, senior U.S. correspondent, IDG News Service, June 23rd, 2004, at 2:49 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Microsoft Corporation has a patent on a new kind of network, your body. The Redmond, Washington software giant on Tuesday received a U.S. patent for a method for apparatus for transmitting power and data using the human body, an application for the patent number, write it down, human body apparatus application for the patent number 6,754,472 was filed in 2000. It proposes linking portable devices such as watches, keyboards, displays, and speakers using the conductivity of a body, basically your body heat, of a living creature, referring to you. Live, living, breathing creature is roboticized, if they like it or not. And a variety of devices could be powered selectively and collectively from a server. But it don't say that, but I'm just filling in the blanks. From a single power source carrying on the body of basically you for multiple power supply signals at different frequencies, whatever your body frequency is, that's basically is according to the patent abstract and the United States Patent Government Trade Office. And a president has to sign for that. So whoever was the president in 2000, they was the one who's guilty for a treasonous act. In addition to the data and the auditory hearing signals that you can hear that's called the Fraser effect, Alan Frey is a biologist who put out that auditory hearing effect called the Fraser effect. It could be transmitted to your auditory hearing effect and causing you to hear whoever needs to talk, would talk to you and violate you of a hearing capacity and your capabilities over this electrical grid, same power of the satellite. It is a satellite invasion of the power source of devices with a programmer. Programming these devices would be connected to the body for the nanotechnology of the GMO food or whatever things, the food we've been eating. It is considered electromagnetic body conductor for via electrode. And that's Dr. Jose Delgado, who was studying the brain of Spain in 1940. That's in references of Dr. Jose Delgado, a brainwave computer interface that Obama signed us up illegally to the Brain Initiative research. All of this all is an overlapping of illegal research of Microsoft patents. Said it is set out to address the proliferation of a small handheld or wearable device, meaning the mark of the beast you done digested in the body, and you're using this to enslave humanity with a redundant parts for input and output of data, a biological signature of who you are and resonate who you are and can manipulate you if you like it or not, separately from speakers in an auditorium hearing effect of a watch. So this person could be wearing a watch and approaching you, and you don't even know that they are manipulating that watch to manipulate you on a radio wave frequency of a broadcasting network. And these individuals could be called the Illuminatis and the Hollywood Production Entertainment, and they can manipulate your frequency by programming it. Why? Because they work for the CIA, the Homeland Security, the National NSA, they work for them, and they work for all of the so-called intelligence, FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Defense, Department of Justice, Department of Correction. How in the heck is the Department of Correction going to correct anybody? And they send them to prison and programming and letting them out because why? They know their frequency signals. And that's what Derek was talking about earlier when he talked about biological signature intelligence. A personal watch is wireless to a network of a biological network that has potential problems involving power searches that allows you to break your programming only if you know how that you have the power within yourself and fight back for your mind. Is what I'm saying. And it goes on to say interferences of security, and it's like a battery, and it is a very light battery, and its weight of inconvenience to replace, and it recharges itself according to your body. And a spokesman on Wednesday confirmed that this company was awarded to patent. Microsoft did not immediately comment the details because they know what they're doing today, and the body can be transmitted power. I'm summarizing it. because I'm not going to spend too much time keep reading it. But the body transmitted the powers among the devices of a new device of a biological, genetical, chemical frequency that is resonating basically with your body's signatures, and it acts as a small battery, wireless personal body area network of technology refers to such as Bluetooth. Now, if you know what Bluetooth is, I'm getting ready to tell you right now, there's
you gotta hurry,
in language,
you gotta hurry,
whatever you heard me read, and I'm summarizing it up, they're saying that they can Bluetooth your brain.
All right. That'll work. Listen, all right, Amy, thank you so much. We're going to bring in Gloria. Let Gloria say a few words, and we'll take it from there, Gloria. And hey, I know you guys got a lot to talk about, but we got to get Gloria. Gloria, talk to me.
Okay, Reverend Pinkney, greetings, everyone. I'd like to welcome Tori and Robert to the show. I'm sorry, but I have a broken heart to do that, but these are new TIs. They need to know. But there was a gentleman that worked for the U.S. State Department, and these are his words. No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. And that was by William Blum, former U.S. State Department employee. So they know what's going on. And another thing I have written here is torture is prohibited by the 1948 Universal Declaration, Declaration of Human Rights, and by the 1966 International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Thank you for listening.
All right. Hey, that was sweet and to the point. And let me say this to the people that are listening. We have a humongous crowd today, and I think it's even more important. We haven't had a crowd like this since the Scramble of the Award and the voting ended. Well, you know, we had over 10,000 people to vote for the Scramble of the Award, and I think that is huge. It gives us an opportunity to do things that we've never done before. But I'm excited today to get my TIs on here so people can hear what they have to say and what they're doing, because they have been with me for a long time. I went to Washington, D.C. with them. I was out in California with them. And that stuff is real. A lot of times people say, well, that's not happening. That's just their imagination. That's not true. This stuff is real. You dealing with a government that don't care nothing about you. Just like I said earlier, everybody is expendable. I don't care who you are. You are expendable. Even the president, he's expendable, you see. But this is what people need to know. People don't realize this. I'm not going to get involved because it's not happening to me. But that don't mean it will not. So we're fighting a war. We're at war, you know. And we're fighting a bloody war. This is not a non-blood war. This is a bloody war, and it's happening right before our eyes. And we just seem like we don't care. See, long as they keep us divided, they keep blacks fighting against whites, whites fighting against blacks, Mexicans fighting against blacks, Mexicans fighting against whites, and everybody fighting. As long as everybody fighting, they win. These evil, wicked people win. And every single day, people should be complaining about the gas prices and the food. The food is, I mean, it's ridiculous. Why would anybody go up? You're paying four times the amount for candy, food now, everything. And we're allowing it to happen. We're allowing these devils to get away with this stuff. Because we don't want to take the time out and fight back. We don't want to take the time out and fight back. And you know what? Even more sadder than this, everything that we do, you got people talking about. And listen, you guys that's on Facebook, I'm telling you this. They got these technicians saying that somebody said something that they didn't even say. It's all over Facebook. Everywhere you go, Twitter. You got people from Twitter doing the same identical thing. They are called technicians. And they keep everybody divided. You see names that you never saw before commenting on a Facebook page. But I want to talk about Brittany Griner. I know a lot of people, let's see, white people, they said 69% of the white people disagreed with bringing Brittany Griner home. 69% of the white people said that they should have let her stay in prison. 16% of the people, white people, actually said they should have brought her home. They agreed with bringing her home. Then you have somewhat agreed, you got 11%. Someone disagreed, the ones that disagreed, you got 24%. Somewhat disagreed. That's what it said. But now you add those two up, you know, 69 and 24. You know, that's almost 90. They asked 93. I don't, the totals, I don't know where. 90, that would be 116. But look, here's my point. Here's my point. If you never been to jail, you wouldn't understand. But by me being in jail at one time, whatever it takes to get you out, you want to get out. Whatever it takes to get you out, no matter what it takes. You see, the worst thing when I was in jail was the food. They had the worst food in the world. But I say this. They're going to bring the other guy home. He's going to come home. It's just a matter of time now. That's all that is. It's just a matter of time. Putin, Biden, they both wanted to win, but Biden wanted to bring the girl home, which I appreciate. I'm not a friend of Biden, but I applaud this move, bringing her home. Because, like I say, anytime anybody is in jail, I would like for them to come home. But the ones who are so against it are white people. I mean, white people are against anything that's good for black people. Not all of them now. Don't get me wrong. Not all white people. And you know, let me get some clarification on that. Not all white people like that. But you have such a large percentage of white people, that anything that black people do, they'll get. Then you got black people. We have to keep moving. We have to make sure what we're doing is the right thing to do. Because every single knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess. And everything that I want people to start doing, think about the future of your children. That's how we beat them. We don't make decisions for ourselves. We make decisions for the future of our children. If we're making decisions for the future of our children, we will win. Because we can't be bought and sold. Anytime you can't be bought and sold, you can win. You see, I remember the Godfather movie when Michael was in Cuba. And he told Ross, he said, Ross, these Cubans can win this war. He said, what would make you say that? Because they're willing to sacrifice themselves for the future. We have to be willing to sacrifice ourselves for the future. Until we're able to do that, we're going to continue to lose. We're at war. This is no conflict. We are at war. And on that note, next week,